It's time for Rhema for Today.
Because you see, to get faith to work for you, you got to believe in your words as well as believing in your heart. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I'm telling you the truth about it. Amen. Mark 11:23 said, whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Those things which you say are words. Well, you're certainly not going to believe your words will come to pass when you're acquainted with your words and you know you're not a man or not a person of your word. I want to say it again. I've said it before. I'm going to keep on saying it. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms that one of the characteristics of the spiritual pilgrim is one who swears to his own hurt and changeth not.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
The Spirit of Man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. We see that the spirit of man is our innermost being, or the real man. Now you can understand something else and see it more clearly. All the leadings that I've ever gotten have come out of my spirit. And most of them have come when I was praying in other tongues. You could understand why. Because you see, your spirit's active. Little side thought. One reason that we've failed so miserably in the church world as a whole, we've done so much of just one kind of praying. Praying with our understandings, mental prayers. We've endeavored to fight spiritual battles with mental abilities instead of praying out of our spirits. I've found out this through these many, many years. In every crisis of life, I've learned to look to my spirit inside me. I've learned to pray in other tongues. And while I'm praying in other tongues, there comes guidance up from the inside of me. Because, see, my spirit's active. My body's not active. My mind's not active. My spirit's active. And it's through my spirit that he's going to guide me. And sometimes while I'm praying in tongues, I don't know a word that's said in English. Sometimes I'll interpret it, and through the interpretation I'll get some light and some guidance. But most of the time, not so. Just once in a while. But many times, just while I'm praying in tongues, from somewhere way down in here, it'll just come up. It's difficult to explain spiritual things in natural ways. But it'll just rise up in me. It's just like you can sense something rising up in you. It begins to take shape and form. And you couldn't tell anybody mentally how you knew it to save your life, because you understand, don't have anything to do with it. But you know exactly on the inside of you. It's such an encouragement, because, see, you know if you do face another crisis, you know where your help comes from. You know how to get it. Are you listening to me? Now, every time in my own life, since I was healed and since I was born again, since I'd become a new creature and then filled with the Holy Ghost, if sickness came my way, and we oughtn't to take these things lightly, friends. If sickness came my way, and several times, to be exact about it, three different times in these, since I was healed, 1934, three different times death's actually come and fast itself upon my body. I won't have time to go into detail in all of them, but I remember I left my last church, went out on the field ministry, 1949. Well, you set out to obey God. Don't think it strange that every devil of hell will be turned loose on you. Because if the devil can keep you out of the will and the plan of God, then he's thwart, to some extent, God's will for you and God's plan that would bless others, particularly if you're in the ministry, you see. And I'll be honest with you, in 7-month period, or a few months period, a 5-month period, I fought more devils and more demons and more evil spirits than I had in 15 years of ministry put together times 3. Multiplied by 3. It seemed like all of them dogged my tracks. And no one relishes being gone from home, just as a young man, early 30s, 32 years of age. Children left at home. My wife have to assume all that responsibility. And I just decided that it was too great a price to pay. And so I decided that I'd go back to pastoring. I decided that. You see. And so I canceled out my meetings at a convention I attended. I knew there were other vendors there. And I said to the ones where I was supposed to go, if it wouldn't misput you, I'd just like to cancel. What are you going to do? I said, I'm going back to pastoring. I did hold one meeting after this convention because that would be too close. The pastor already had advertisement out. I didn't want to misput him. Remember this, if you're a Christian, you always want to be ethical. You want to be a gentleman. Realize this, that you want to walk in love whether anybody else does or not, and love always considers the other person before me. No matter how you're misput and put out, if you really walk in divine love, you'll consider the other person no matter what it costs you. And if every pastor said, no, you come on, I'd gone to every one of them. I've got to do that to keep my word. It's no wonder to me that some of you folks' faith never amounts to anything. Your word's no good. You won't keep your word. Your faith never will amount to anything if you don't learn to be a man or a person of your word. Because, you see, to get faith to work for you, you've got to believe in your words as well as believing in your heart. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I'm telling you the truth about it. Amen. Mark 11:23 said, whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Those things which you say are words. Well, you're certainly not going to believe your words will come to pass when you're acquainted with your words and you know you're not a man or not a person of your word. I want to say it again. I've said it before. I'm going to keep on saying it. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms that one of the characteristics of the spiritual pilgrim is one who swears to his own hurt and changeth not. He won't change. If I tell a person I'll do something, if I tell a pastor I'll do something, if a man has my word for it, if he won't let me out of it, if I tell him, now God's leading me this way, and he said, no, you come on here, I'll go on there. God told me to do that. Are you listening to me? I'm going to keep my word. If I don't keep my word, it'll affect my whole spiritual life. You need to be careful about telling somebody something if you don't believe it. Are you listening to me? Whether you realize it or not, it'll absolutely affect you. I'll tell people the truth every time. I won't tell somebody I'm glad to see them if I'm not glad to see them. I'm not going to start lying. I won't tell them I'm not glad to see them. I'll find some way to say it without violating my conscience. I'm not going to tell somebody they're pretty if they're not pretty. Amen. I'm not going to lie. Say what you want to. It'll affect your faith. Well, that's just being nice. No, it's not. That's being devilish. Your faith won't work. Because after all, you won't believe in your own words yourself. Because you never kept your word with anybody. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching real good. Amen. Sure get quiet, don't we? Get out of where you're living. It's all right if we're talking about the other fellow, but if we get talking about you, you don't get to meddling a little bit. That's something else. Let's see, where were we here in our Bible lesson? Anybody remember? Well, it was all right with each pastor, so I canceled out. They got them another evangelist. I went ahead and held this other revival for 3 weeks after this convention. And then I had to set up to go preach on a certain Sunday to a certain church. Good church. Strongest church financially, full gospel church in that part of the state. Only one church ran more people than they did. So person-wise, it was second largest church in that part of the state. But financially, it was the biggest one. They paid their pastor the most. They had the most money. They did the most for missions of anybody else. The board said to me, "Oh, Brother Hagin, I don't know, you held a revival. It really may not be necessary for you to come preach, but we've got some new ones in since you was here a couple of years ago to hold a revival, so come and preach for us on Sunday." But the board said to me, "We'll just almost guarantee it. You see, Brother so-and-so, one of the former pastors that you preach for, he recommended, whoever he recommends, well, you know, I mean, if you want it, well, you've got it." But I had one Sunday off before I go there and preach. So on this off Sunday, my wife and I went over to visit a neighboring church in a neighboring town. I'm sitting in the Sunday school class, and I can tell you exactly what the lesson was about that Sunday. Pastor had this Sunday school. They tried to get me to teach it. I wouldn't teach. Two other preachers were there, ordained ministers, and they wouldn't teach. We said, "Well, we'll help you. You go ahead and teach it." You didn't know we was coming anyway. We just slipped in on him. The lesson was about Moses and the children of Israel. About Moses disobeying God and smiting the rock twice, you know, instead of what? Well, I'm pretty well authority on disobeying God, you know, because I just got through disobeying him. You know, I decided.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB, entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And we're going to be in Texas in September the 8th through the 10th for a Living Faith Conference that is at the Word Fellowship Church, Pastors Trey and Erling Hill.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.